Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace, from the toils that by me it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing, so showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fond dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven's sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven as I walk alone, dreaming of the comrades who so long have gone. In a fairer region, angel throng, they are happy as they sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven's sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows for me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven's sweetest song of all. Can we have an amen to that? Our next song in the book will be number 834. Salvation has been brought down. Number 834. Again, we're going to sing all three verses. Jesus gave his life a ransom yonder on Calvary, on Mount Calvary, cruel Calvary. Paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Glow and shout and tell it to the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. All alone, without a friend, he suffered to pay it all. Yes, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. In his blessed promises, forgiving can be found. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. tell it afar. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. There's a blessed home prepared way over in glory land, in bright glory land, blessed glory land. I have trusted in his love, and now I am heaven bound. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down.
Very good. Now we're going to slow things down just a little bit. I'm going to sing number 936, How Beautiful. Number 936. This is a well-known song in contemporary Christian music. I know some of us are familiar with this, some of us may not be. So basically the way this works is it's really like two verses, and the way the arrangement in our book is, and then there's like a bridge or sort of like a chorus in the middle of it. If you'll go, sir, to the fourth slide, I believe we determined. I'll start off with one tempo at the beginning, and then we get right here where it says, and he, as he laid, watch me right there because I'm going to speed up the tempo just a little bit. And then when we get, if you'll keep going on down, then we'll come back to the final, what looks like a final verse, and I'll go back to the original tempo. So if you'll kind of watch me as we go through that. All right. Number 936, How Beautiful. How beautiful the hands that serve, the wine and the bread, and the sons of the earth. How beautiful the feet that walk the long dusty hill to the cross. How beautiful, how beautiful, how beautiful is the body of Christ. As he laid down his life, we offer this sacrifice that we might live. Just as he died, willing to pay the price, willing to pay the price. How beautiful the feet that bring the sound of good news and the love of the King. How beautiful the hands that serve, the wine and the bread, and the sons of the earth.
body of Christ.
Thank you.
Shall we bow together? Oh, our Father in heaven, we are so grateful to be in thy presence, to share this time of worship, and to join our voices in praise and encouragement. We're grateful, Father, for this great congregation of people. We pray your continued blessings upon us as we seek to do your will, as we seek to mold ourselves after the image of our Savior. We pray, Father, that we might be united, that we might enjoy a fellowship in the wonderful blood and the saving grace that we enjoy in Christ. We pray your blessings as we continue to sing, that our songs might be acceptable to thee, that our hearts might be tuned to your praise. We pray, Father, that your blessings would be upon the congregations of this great city, that you would use them as a tool in your hand to bring about the spread of the kingdom, to further the word throughout the world, in this area and throughout the world. May they be blessed in their ministries. May they be blessed in the good work and the good hearts that gather in these several places. We pray, Father, that you would continue your blessings over us as we seek to restore New Testament Christianity, that we might, Father, be able to imitate that church which we find in Scripture. Give us wisdom in doing that, Father, that we might pursue that wholeheartedly, that we might be found acceptable to thee. For as we gather in song like this, it reminds me of that great chorus, Father. May we be a part of that great chorus in heaven. May our lives be a song that praises thee. May our hearts be willing to sing thy praises everywhere we're found. We ask your blessings upon this fellowship and this time together. We pray in the name of Jesus, our precious Savior. Amen.
Good evening. The three songs I've selected tonight, we're going to start out slowly with the first one, move up in tempo a little bit with the second one, and then a little bit faster on the third one. First song is a very beautiful, very moving song, number 436, Nearer, Still Nearer. We're going to sing the first, second, and last stanzas.
Nearer, still nearer, close to my heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Fold me, oh, fold me close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Nearer, still nearer. Jesus, my King, only my sinful, now contrite heart, grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Nearer still.
Five thirty-two. Praise him, praise him. Can we stand up? Can we do that? If you can, we'll sing all three stanzas.
Do me. Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guide his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Be seated, please. All right, the next song is going to be a little faster. Number 53, At Calvary. And as we sing this song, let's keep the tempo up and keep it going. We're going to sing the first, second, and fourth stanzas of this one as well. Number 53. And if I drop out, keep on going.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurn, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary.
Three forty-five. We'll sing the first, second, and last verses. Now, brethren, don't lay down on me. Last Sunday was the first Sunday in 8 months that I've been able to even lead singing. I had some difficulty and with my throat and my voice, and so I'm depending on you when I get started to just carry on like you knew what you were doing. 3:45.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows I see though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance come.
in my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well.
And Lord, haste the day when the quiet shall be far, the clouds be rolled back as us crop shall resound and the Brethren, I want to employ the whole group here to sing at my funeral. Absolutely beautiful. I only had two down, but since you all are doing such a good job, turn to 530. Wait a minute. The Soldiers of Christ Arise, 585. 585. This is a short song. We're going to sing all of the verses on this, and I'll just again get you started and just continue to sing in that beautiful, beautiful fashion. Soldiers of Christ, arise. Strong in the Lord of hosts and in his mighty power. Standing in his great might, with all his strength in leave no unguarded place. Take every virtue, every grace.
having all things done and all your conflicts past.
One seven zero. We're going to sing all four of the verses of this song, but before we sing the chorus, I'd like to ask just the sopranos on the first verse to sing. On the second verse, let the altos join in. The third verse, the tenor, and then the fourth, the bass. And then we'll sing all together in the chorus. It's amazing, brethren, that people that were at the same song service when it was at Sycamore last year are not with us this year. Many have gone on to be with the Lord. And if the Lord tarries, we sing again at this time next year, the same will be the case. And so, let this be our prayer for each other. God be with you till we meet again. And by the way, some of you ladies sing alto and soprano both, so feel free to sing, and men that sing bass and tenor, sing two parts in this. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, alto and soprano together. Let's stop. Evidently, my instructions weren't very clear. Sopranos, you keep singing all the way through. Alto, you join on the second verse. Tenor, you join in on the third. But soprano, alto, y'all keep singing. I tell you, Jeremiah, let's begin that again. This is too beautiful song to quit on a note like that. If we get it, let's get it together here now. Just soprano on the first verse, soprano and alto on the second, soprano alto and tenor, and then soprano alto tenor and bass on the fourth verse. I know it's complicated. I should have had you to come and explain that. All right, let's sing that. Let's sing the first verse again. All the sopranos, and then the second alto. So, okay, we got it. God be with you till we meet. Now, alto, join in with us. Now the tenor.
God be with you till we meet again.
All together now.
Number 786. 786, if you're following along in the songbook. Wonderful Grace of Jesus. We'll sing verses 1 and 3.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall his praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus. Grace of Jesus. matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame.
For the second song, we're going to slow it down just a little bit. Number 359. 359, Jesus, keep me near the cross. We're going to sing all four verses of this song. But the first verse will be the soprano only. The second verse will be the alto. We'll add the alto. The third verse, we'll add the tenor. And the fourth verse, we'll add the bass. And then after the fourth verse, we'll sing the chorus.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Y'all might not believe this, but that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Our next song will be on the PowerPoint only. It's more of a contemporary song, Mighty to Save. If you would please stand while we sing this song.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness. the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Please be seated. We got to do this song first and last. Give it all you've got, folks. Take the roof off this place. We're almost done.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God Son upon a tree, a life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set man free, and evermore with him could live. There is a God, he is alive, in him we live.
I mean, we've got to sing 728B, right? Horace, it was not you. It was not you. There was nothing behind you. So you're okay. You know, I was thinking about what I was going to say tonight, but that trumped everything, because what are we going to do without the book? If the screen goes blank, what do we do without the book? What are we going to do without the book? Right? Just very briefly, I want to read from Psalm 103. This is always a great event. This is the ninth year that my family and I have been able to participate in the Thanksgiving singing. The first time we ever got to do that, that Sunday morning, I preached a tryout lesson here at Willow Avenue. And that night we found out about what Cookeville was all about 8 years ago tonight, and we participated in the Thanksgiving singing. And we're so thankful that it continues to go on and the church continues to participate in it, and all of you are here. And we are brethren together, and we have so much hope, so many blessings. We're here to praise God. That's why we came together. We have a God that is alive. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your mouth and your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We see some things in this psalm. We see that the Lord is a giver. We're here to give thanks to him because of what he's already done for us. We read in James chapter 1 that every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Here in the psalm, he talks about the benefits, the forgiveness, how he heals, how he redeems, how he crowns, how he satisfies, how he renews. The Lord is a giver. The Lord is also gracious. Tells us here that he's slow to anger and he's abounding in mercy. I like what it says there in verse 12. We think about complete forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west. Here the psalmist is trying to get us to understand that when we're forgiven by God, we're truly forgiven. That we don't have to feel the guilt of our sins anymore. That he understands our weakness. He knows that we're dust. That he doesn't treat us according to the sins that we've committed, but instead he offers mercy and grace. I'm not sure sometimes what is better, what is more moving to me, when I think about the cross and the sacrifice, or when I think about the fact that he continues to forgive me even though I have crucified him again so often. The Lord is gracious. And the Lord, he says here, is great. He is worthy of these praises that we've given to him tonight. Verse 19, he has a throne and a kingdom, and those things are eternal. Verse 20, the heavenly hosts praise him. Verse 22, because of his works and because of his eternal dominion, bless him, O my soul. And that's what we've come together to do tonight. Bless God with our very soul. It may be music that we're following. It may be words that have certain types of meaning, but it's our heart. It's our mind. It's the inner part of ourselves that has been made in the image of God that makes us all the same, that has brought us together tonight, that we might bless him, that we might praise his name, that we might lift him up with our very souls. So as we look at Thanksgiving this week, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what I have received, the physical blessings of my life, the spiritual blessings of Christ and the church. I am thankful for what he has redeemed. He has bought back a worthless sinner at utmost cost. He has redeemed my soul from the power of the grave. I am thankful for what he has revealed. And what we have and what we need to understand, and that's why I said what I'd said about the book, is that we have his truth revealed. And at the end of the day, when we lay down and pillow our head at night, it's knowing that truth and that truth that makes us free, that gives us the peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That truth that he has revealed, the reality that he has a plan for us, that that plan includes heaven and that Jesus has gone to prepare that place for us. And he has even revealed his nature. When I think about the greatness of God, when I think about who he is, it makes me want to praise his name. And so I know, like you, the reason why you came together tonight is because you know the blessings that you have in God. You know the blessings that you have in Christ Jesus. And because of that, we give thanks. Tonight, if there's someone here that does not have this relationship with God, it's a very simple plan that he offered for us. That if we can hear the message of the gospel of Christ, we can believe that Jesus came and lived a sinless life, that he came from heaven as God's Son, that he was offered up on Calvary to die for our sins, that he was buried in the grave, that he rose again on that third day, that he ascended to the heavens to be our mediator, that the power of his blood can cleanse us from every sin. If we can believe those things and if we'll be willing to repent of the sins of our life, we'll be willing to confess his name before men and be immersed in water for the remission of our sins, he will put us into his kingdom as a part of the church. We'll receive that continuous forgiveness that comes by the power of his blood every single day as we walk in the light as he is in the light. If you haven't made that decision tonight, we always want to make that an opportunity for you. I think about a singing like tonight, and I think that we all understand that this is a little bit of a taste of heaven. And could you imagine missing out on heaven? God has made it so that you don't have to. He loves you. He wants you. He wants you to be a part of his church. He made that ultimate sacrifice on the cross for your sins. And he wants you to come to him. If you've never obeyed the gospel, obey it tonight. There's someone here tonight that needs the prayers of the church. There's something that's in your heart that you're struggling with. If there's a sin in your life that you need to repent of and you need the strength and the prayers of your brethren, we're here to pray for you. Whatever your need might be, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing the invitation song.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there. He intercedes for you. Lift up your voice, lay with him your care, and begin life anew. the cross. Give your